You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Matthew 4:1-11. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry, and the tempter came up and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God." Then the devil took him to the holy city and set him in the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you. On their hands they will bear you up, unless you strike your foot against a stone." Jesus said to him, "Again it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All this I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and were ministering to him. The gospel message today is a message that speaks of the time when Jesus Christ was tempted in the desert. This temptation that Jesus experienced is the same temptations we will face as human beings in this world. The first temptation seemed to refer to the temptation that we could live for things other than what the Lord has to offer, what God has to offer. We can think that bread alone, with the material things of this world alone, can satisfy. But Jesus reminds us in his response to Satan, man does not live by bread alone, but he lives by every word that comes from God. Teachings, the perspective, the life that God gives us is what will give us meaning. The second temptation is a temptation of control. Satan tempts us to take control of our lives and not to trust in the Lord. But Jesus then tells Satan, "You should not put the Lord your God to the test." In other words, you should trust God that he will take care of you. And the ultimate temptation is to worship other things, and even in this case, worship Satan, to worship things that are not of God. Jesus reminds us by his response, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve." In this meditation that we have today, we are again given the opportunity to reflect on our lives. Do we live by the Word of God? Have we entrusted our lives to Him? And in the end, do we worship Him? Have we made a choice to worship Him and serve Him alone?
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.